OK.
这里是404
Here is 404
影评。
Review.
我是罗夏，今天去看功夫。
I am Luo Zier. I'm going to watch Kung Fu Panda today.
旅途之前
，Women's soccer.
我和老婆有这样一番讨论。
My wife and I had this discussion.
她其实不大情愿陪我去看。
He actually didn't really want to go with me.
在他看来
，In his view,
周星驰的电影看来看去都是同一个故事。
Using kind of Diane Ying can like can do she Tony G Gu she
一个小人物的逆袭
Small person's rise
没有什么新意
Nothing new
本来想要反驳的我
He will want to refute it
一下子竟无言以对
I was speechless for a moment
因为他说的是不可争辩的事实
Because it was an undeniable fact.
周星驰确实在不同的电影里不断地重复他的童年。
Indeed, Stephen Chow repeatedly portrays his childhood in different films.
重复他的友情。
My friendship with him.
爱情。
The.
功夫。
Kung Fu.
神话。
Mythology.
武侠的天真想象。
The innocence of the Wuxia world.
可我确实也在之前的影评里说过。
But I did mention in my previous review.
周星驰是浑然天成。
Stephen Chow is naturally talented.
不可模仿的独特存在。
Unique and unreplicable existence.
我和老婆对周星驰不同看法的张力该如何平衡呢
？How can the tension between different views of choosing Chow with his wife be balanced?
我想了很久。
I have been thinking about it for a long time.
想到了一个比喻。
I thought of a metaphor.
我这样说。
I said so.
电影导演大致分为两种类型。
Movie directors can be broadly classified into two types.
一种是他喜欢的许鞍华那一类知识分子型的。
One is the kind of intellectual like Zhu and Huer.
他会带着知识的眼光去拍各种他感兴趣的人和事。
He will use his knowledge to film various people and things that interest him.
而另一种是周星驰这一类的草根出身。
Another is someone like Stephen Chow, who comes from a humble background.
他没有高屋建瓴的知识。
He didn't have the knowledge to build a high rise.
也没有广阔的国际视野。
Lacks a broad international perspective.
可以触类旁通。
You can sit on the side.
但他天分极高。
But he has a very high talent.
一生都在用自己诡谲的天分拍他熟悉的那个小世界。
He spent his life using his peculiar talent to manipulate the familiar world around him.
这就有点像杜尚和梵高的区别。
This is a bit like the difference between Duchamp and Van Gogh.
前者熟悉整个艺术史。
The former is familiar with the entire art history.
对同时代的艺术家都在干什么
？What are the other artists doing at this time?
轻车熟路。
Familiar with the road.
于是他从形式到内容。
So he went from form to content.
再到生活方式，都在不断的变化中。
In addition to the changing lifestyle,
而后者一生懵懵懂懂
and the latter ignorant and naive throughout his life.
但天赋惊人
but the talent is amazing.
心中有一个模糊的至高的艺术目标
There is a vague, supreme artistic goal in my heart.
因此
therefore,
他的作品在形式上看起来会高度的类似。
His works appear highly similar in form.
其结果有时无限接近于那个终极目标。
The results sometimes come very close to that mid-range target.
有时呢，则不那么理想。
Sometimes it's not ideal.
但他的艺术表现形式和追求的目标是高度统一的。
But his artistic expression and pursuit are highly unified.
也是别人无法模仿的。
It is also something that others cannot imitate.
翻译成人话就是，梵高。
Translating into adult language is like Van Gogh.
即使在画布上随意涂两笔，
Even if you just scribble two lines on the canvas,
也是别人一辈子画不出来的那两笔。周星驰也是如此。
these are the two strokes that no one else can draw, just like Stephen Chow.
他随便拍两个镜头，
He just takes two shots,
甩两个包袱，
two bags,
也是模仿者
also a mimic.
终其一生达不到的高度。
The height they could never reach in their lifetime.
即便这些镜头在他的作品序列里。
Even though these shots were in his series of works,
可能算不上什么，老婆。
it's probably not a wife.
听完我的长篇大论
，After listening to my long speech,
一副若有所思的样子，
a thoughtful look,
我也不知道有没有说服他改变想法。
I don't know if I was able to convince him to change his mind.
说回电影《功夫女足》，不客气地讲。
Let's get straight to the point about the movie Kung Fu Girls.
网上关于她的负面评论。
Negative comments about her on the internet.
我认为没有冤枉她。
I don't think he's innocent.
大家吐槽的缺点确实存在。
The drawbacks that everyone complains about actually exist.
比如廉价的特效。
Such as cheap special effects.
笑料。
Funny stories,
包袱的自我重复等等
self-replication of packages, etc.
没什么好辩驳的
nothing to argue with,
任谁都看得出来
everyone can see it.
这是缺点
this is a disadvantage.
我也认为这是周星驰作品序列中最差的一部
I also think this is the worst of Stephen Chow's works.
但是就像我前面说的
But as I said before,
你大爷永远是你大爷。
Your grandfather is always your grandfather.
即使这部是周星驰最差的作品。
Even if this is using Chia's worst work.
它依然是一部不可超越。
It is still an insurmountable one.
非常好看的周星驰电影。评论
A very good review of Stephen Chow's movies.
周星驰的电影是一件非常困难的事。
Stephen Chow's movies are a very difficult thing.
你可以看到他的灵感来源非常的杂糅。
You can see that his inspiration is very mixed.
有他童年的回忆。
He has childhood memories.
有香港电影的癫狂。
There's a crazy Hong Kong movie.
有日本漫画的中二，有武侠小说的浪漫等等。
There are Japanese comics with themes of opaku, martial arts, novels, and romantic love.
但正因如此
But because of this,
他根本没有办法被简单的分类，很难找到参照物。
He simply couldn't find a reference point, making it difficult to categorize him.
几乎无法进行横向比较。
It is almost impossible.To make a side-by-side comparison.
你说它是什么类型的电影呢?
What kind of movie is it?
功夫片?
Martial arts films.
喜剧片?
Comedy movies.
超英片、漫改片都不是。
The comic book adaptation of Superman is not.
所以周星驰的电影只能在他自己的作品序列里来评价。
Therefore, Stephen Chow's movies can only be evaluated within his own film series.
从这个角度出发
From this perspective,
功夫女足是他生涯最差，无疑的。
Kung Fu Women's Football was undoubtedly the worst of his career.
而且这种差，除了网上说的廉价特效和笑料重复之外，
Moreover, this difference goes beyond the cheap special effects and repetitive jokes that have been mentioned online.
几乎是全方位的。
Comprehensive.
回看周星驰巅峰时期的作品。
Looking back at Juzing's peak period works.
无论是人物建立、剧本结构、演员的选择与调教。
Whether it's character development, script structure, actor selection and training,
还是笑料与剧情的有机结合。
it's the organic combination of humor and plot,
特效的想象力、
imagination of special effects,
摄影和分镜都非常的出色。
the photography and composition are both excellent.
观看这些电影会给你带来多重的复合快感。
Watching these movies will give you multiple layers of pleasure.
上一秒你还在为辛辣的讽刺。
The moment before, you were still making sarcastic remarks.
哈哈大笑。
Laugh out loud.
下一秒就被他诡谲的特效所震撼。
I was stunned by his amazing special effects the next second.
前一刻。
Just a moment ago.
你还在为人物的命运黯然落泪。
Are you still shedding tears over the fate of the characters?
下一秒就会为他的剧情反转所惊讶。
You'll be surprised by his plot twist in the next second.
喜剧之王，功夫。
The king of comedy, kung fu.
少林。
Shaolin.
足球。
Football.
西游降魔篇都是极其出色的。
The journey to the West, The Great Descent is also an excellent work.
六边形战士
Hexagonal Warriors.
其实周星驰作品质量下降、
Actually, Liu Xingchai's works have declined in quality.
从上一部新喜剧之王就开始了。新喜剧之王的剧本、演员、笑料都是九分水准。
The script and jokes of the new comedy king started from the previous comedy king and were at a 9-point level.
但摄影和分镜已经开始变得平庸。
But photography and composition have already become mediocre.
很多重头戏变成了简单的基本操作。
Many of the highlights have become simple basic operations.
比如《如梦》最后试镜的戏。
For example, the role that Dream played in the final audition.
他扮演他的渣男男友参加试镜。
He played the role of her cheating boyfriend in the audition.
与当年真实分手的场景。
The scene of the real breakup.
形成了平行蒙太奇。
Formed a parallel montage.
从剧本的角度看。
From the perspective of a script.
那场戏几乎是神来之笔。
The scene was almost a masterpiece.
但现场的镜头调度却单调的令人感到乏味。
However, the camera work on location was monotonous and boring.
只是简单的正反打。
Just a simple back and forth.
大家可以对比张柏芝那一版的喜剧之王的镜头调度，就明白我在说什么了。
Everyone can compare the camera angles in Chow Yun-fat's version of Comedy King to understand what I'm saying.
有兴趣的观众可以去看杨超导演的拉片课，里面有关于那场表白戏的详细解说。到了这部功夫
Interested viewers can check out Yang Keo's record-making class, where there is a detailed explanation of that confession scene. This requires some effort and dedication to master the art of making records.
女足这六个维度呈现的水准开始了全面的下滑。
The six dimensions of women's football have shown a comprehensive decline.
我先从得分最高的剧本开始讲。影片利用五场比赛展示了三种不同的体育精神和武术修为。
The film starts by showcasing the highest scoring script, which demonstrates five different sporting events and showcases three distinct athletic disciplines.
同时
，At the same time,
女主角双双和张艺兴饰演的师叔公那段亦师亦情人相爱相杀的关系当中完成了三次成长。
The female protagonist and Zhang Yixing's role, the teacher and nephew, had a love-hate relationship that resulted in three stages of growth for the female protagonist.
但反观迪丽热巴饰演的玉龙。
However, looking at Robert Dillnurate's role as Yulong,
这个人物就显得虎头蛇尾，开场铺垫。
This character seems to have a weak and inconsistent opening, lacking proper setup.
他们是从小一起长大的发小，人物的背景。
Their background is that of childhood friends who grew up together.
设置一正一反，一一对应，富家女对比孤儿，离过婚对比母胎单身，性格上的内卷。
Setting up a comparison between two wealthy women who are orphans and have divorced versus a single mother with a mother-born personality.
王对比没耐心。
Wang didn't have patience.
这明显设计的是迪丽热巴和张小斐的双核结构。开场。
This is clearly a dual core structure designed for Deliver and Jang Zairoki.
还铺垫了玉龙。
Also, the dragon was laid.
面对离婚和舆论的双重压力。
Faced with the double pressure of divorce and public opinion.
导致他脾气暴躁。
This caused her to become irritable.
而后面这些线索就完全不提了。
And these clues were completely ignored.
在一场莫名其妙的和解戏之后。
After a strange reconciliation.
这个人物慢慢变成了双双的小跟班。
This character gradually became a follower of two people.
我们可以看看周星驰另一部双核配置的电影《喜剧之王》。
Let's take a look at another film by Stephen Chow, which features a dual core configuration.
其中，尹天仇和柳飘飘虽然是一对情侣。
Although Yun Tan Chu and Liu Pyropiao are a couple.
但各自都完成了人物的弧光。柳飘飘把
But each of them has completed the portrayal of characters with a sense of elegance and grace.
把跟尹天仇学习的表演技巧。
The performance techniques learned from Yun Tan Chu
用来征服他的客人
to conquer his guests.
尹天仇则在爱情和名利之间找到了自己的初心。动作设计方面的亮点还是很多的。
Yun Tan Chu found his own focus in the middle between love and fame. There are many highlights and action design.
这次能看到非常多周星驰对于前作的致敬。
This time, I can see a lot of tributes from Stephen Chow to his previous works.
或者是模仿，其中比较令人惊艳的是珊瑚对叠罗汉版的天蚕脚。
Or the most impressive imitation is the Coral Team version of 10,000 Feet.
这是我认为全场最癫狂的瞬间。
This is the most crazy moment of the whole game.
另一个亮点就是最后一场比赛的最后一颗球。
Another highlight is the last ball of the final match.
那是一个典型的反高潮设计。
It was a typical anticlimactic design.
而且在剧情上也呼应了最高武学修为的心如止水。
Moreover, the plot also echoes the highest level of martial arts cultivation, a calm and serene heart.
但坦白说
To be honest,
这个水平放在周星驰的维度里是不能及格的。
This level is not passable in terms of Stephen Chow.
其实周星驰电影里的廉价感本是一种独特的风格。
In fact, the cheapness in Stephen Chow's movies is actually a unique style.
大家可以回看《少林足球》和《功夫》，里面的特效镜头其实也很粗糙。
Everyone can look back at the special effects in Shaolin Soccer and Kung Fu, which are also quite rough.
但是这种粗糙放在周星驰以往的电影里。
However, this rough style is out of place in Stephen Chow's previous films.
却显得浑然天成。
However, it appears natural.
那为什么这次大家不买账了呢？
Why didn't everyone agree this time?
究其根本
，investigating the root cause，
还是因为剧本不够扎实
？It's still because the script is not solid enough。
不管是少林足球还是功夫
，whether it's Shaolin Soccer or Kung Fu，
他们的故事都发生在社会的最底层。
Their stories all take place in the lowest levels of society。
周星驰用非常扎实的笔墨。
Stephen Chow used his very solid penmanship.
展现出一个底层社会的整体样貌。
Show a comprehensive picture of the lower class.
而这种粗糙廉价的视觉风格。
And this rough, cheap visual style.
恰恰和这种底层社会产生了结构上的统一。
Chacher and this lower class society have formed a structural unity.
尤其是功夫中对于猪笼城寨的生态展现和包租婆包租公粗糙而荒诞的功夫特效产生了非常奇妙的化学反应。
In particular, the ecological depiction of the pig dragon city and the rough and absurd martial arts effects of the landlord and his wife created a very wonderful chemical reaction.
让观众觉得他们打起功夫来就应该是这个样子。
Make the audience feel like that's how a real fight should be.
而反观功夫女足
Looking at the Kung Fu women's team,
它完全是一个架空的故事。
It's a completely fictional story.
故事的社会背景
The social background of the story
完全没有交代
Not explained at all.
整部电影看上去就像是一个没有经过打磨的故事大纲。
The entire movie seems like a story outline that hasn't been polished.
在此基础上
Based on this,
特效的绿幕感又扑面而来。
The green screen effect comes back again.
尤其是那只老虎和豹子的特效几乎和故事没有任何逻辑关系。
Especially the special effects of the tiger and leopard were almost completely unrelated to the story.
就像是拍脑袋想出来的。
It's like I suddenly had an idea.
所以显得突兀和廉价。
Therefore, it appears awkward and cheap.
关于人物的塑造。
Regarding the character's portrayal.
周星驰有自己的独门绝技。
Stephen Chow has his own unique skills.
他每次都能选到自己想要的演员。
He can always choose the actors he wants.
而且似乎还有一种神奇能力。
And there seems to be a magical ability.
就是能够看出演员身上的不为人知。
That's what makes a performance truly captivating. The ability to see the actor's hidden qualities.
平时又不愿意展现的一面。
The side that is often unwilling to show.
并且这些演员也愿意在周星驰的电影中把这一面展现出来。
And these actors are also willing to show this side in Stephen Chow's films.
甚至带一点小阴暗，功夫里的阿星和冰淇淋女孩的纯真爱情。
Even with a touch of dark and twisted, there's the innocent love between Azing and the ice cream girl.
在选择黄圣依的那一刻
At the moment of choosing Wang Shengyi,
几乎就已经成功了。
Almost there.
黄圣依当时那个形象往那儿一放
When Wang Shengyi put that image on,
整段戏就是成立的。
The whole play is set up.
就更不用说少林足球里的师兄弟们和功夫里的将爆，统统都让观众过目不忘。
And let's not forget the brotherhood in Shaolin soccer and the martial arts of Wuxia, which have left a lasting impression on viewers.
并在网络上成为了某种符号。
And it has become a symbol on the internet.
最经典的配角要数《西游记》，
吴亦凡
饰演的唐僧。
The most iconic supporting character is probably the Tang monk played by Yi Fan in Journey to West.
黄渤饰演的孙悟空，以及功夫里梁小龙饰演的火云邪神。
The Sun Wukong played by Wang Bo and the Fire Cloud Demon played by Yang Zhairolong in Kung Fu.
吴亦凡版的唐僧演出了带点小自私和小狡猾的个性。
Chris Wu's portrayal of the monk Tengsheng has a hint of selfishness and cunning.
黄渤版的孙悟空则一反。
In Wang Bo's version, Sun Wukong, he did the opposite.
他老实忠厚的荧幕形象
His honest and trustworthy on-screen image
演出了圆滑和一丝凶残狡诈
Showed a smooth and slightly cunning and cruel side
这一点我相信周星驰是从极限挑战里得到的灵感
I believe that this is the inspiration that Stephen Chow got from Extreme Challenge
而梁小龙饰演的火云邪神就更不用说了
And the role of Huo Yuxi played by Yang Zhairolong is even more famous.
直接把当年的中华英雄陈真演成了中华武林最可怕的噩梦。
Turned the pure and innocent hero of that year into the most terrifying nightmare in Chinese martial arts.
但到了功夫女足，不得不说。
But when it comes to the Chinese women's national football team, I have to say,
这次的几个人物就要弱了很多。几个主要演员虽然也都挺合适的。
This time, the few main characters are significantly weaker than the main actors, although they are all quite suitable.
但都没什么惊喜。
But there were no surprises.
没有激发出他们真正的能量。
They didn't unleash their true potential.
迪丽热巴饰演的富家离异小太妹玉龙，和她早期的电视剧里。
Jillian Barr, who plays a wealthy and divorced woman Yulong, has been in several early TV dramas.
21克拉的表演看起来差不多，张小斐的小品式表演风格几乎也没有超出她在《欢乐喜剧人》里的范畴。
21 grams of performance looks almost the same as Zhang Ziyifei's skit style, and it hardly exceeds his range in Happy Comedian.
张艺兴
Zhang Yixing
这次是最令我失望的。
This was the most disappointing.
我相信周星驰也是看过张艺兴早期在《极限挑战》里的表现。
I believe that Stephen Chow also watched Zhang Yixing's performance in the early days of Extreme Challenge.
这应该也是选他的理由之一。
This should also be one of the reasons for choosing him.
他演的本应该是一只披着狐狸皮的小绵羊。
The sheep he played was supposed to be wearing a fox skin.
但这个可爱又狡猾的狮驼公演出来。
But this cute and cunning silk puppet came to life.
还是没有极限挑战里的张艺兴本人更出彩。给我
I still think that Zhang Yixing from the show Extreme Challenge is more outstanding.
整体感觉就是演员没有完全疯起来。
My overall impression is that the actors haven't completely lost it.
我们可以回忆一下《西游降魔篇》里的文章和《新喜剧之王》里的如梦。
We can recall the articles and dream from the new comedy King and the Journey to the West. Defeating Demons Chapter.
张艺兴在片中有一场和文章当年一样的独角戏。
Zhang Yixing has a scene in the movie where he performs a solo performance just like Andy Lau did in the original version.
文章是原地发骚。
The article is full of nonsense.
张艺兴是烧腿毛，两场戏一对比，高下立判。
Zhang Yixing has two scenes of shaving his legs, and the contrast between them is obvious.
再对
okay,
对比如梦和双双。
For example, Dream and Xuan Chuang.
张小斐和鄂静文都是综艺节目里出来的喜剧女星，都有很好的喜剧天分。
Zhang Ziyifei and O Jingwen are both comedy actresses who have come from variety shows, and they all have good comedic talent.
新喜剧之王
New Comedy King
一开场那场荒诞至极的撞车戏
The utterly absurd car crash at the beginning
一下子就把如梦这个戏痴的人设扎扎实实地立住了。
Successfully established the character of Ru Meng as a dedicated and passionate actress.
而反观功夫女足的双双
looking at the double of Guana,
虽然张小斐全篇表演的不可谓不卖力
although Zhang Ziyifei's performance throughout the film is not without merit,
但就是缺了那么一场核心重头戏。
But it's still missing that crucial, pivotal moment.
让双双这个卷王之王在戏剧逻辑上成立。
Make Double Double a logical and coherent drama.
而且他的人物情绪断断续续。
And his character's emotions are intermittent.
一会儿愤怒。
A moment of anger.
一会儿悲伤。
A moment of sadness.
一会儿搞笑。
A little bit funny.
他和师叔公的爱情也缺乏扎实的铺垫。
His love for his uncle was also lacking in solid groundwork.
导致他们爱恨交加的情绪完全立不住。
This completely prevents them from having a clear sense of love and hate.
反观喜剧之王的如梦
Looking at the dream of the Red Chamber,
周星驰对这个角色可以说是惨无人道。
Stephen Chow treated this character in a very cruel way.
把一个群演能够遭受到的侮辱和恶意，
The insults and malice that a group actor can endure,
一点不剩的全给了他，
I gave him everything.
然后再让他把这些遭遇变成养分和能量。
Then let him turn these experiences into nourishment and energy.
最终造就了他的成功。
Ultimately, it led to his success.
吐槽了这么多。
I've been complaining a lot.
最后我想呢，帮周星驰找补几句。
Finally, I want to help Chow Sin Kai with a few more lines.
我是一步一步看着他的作品。
I watched his work step by step.
从学龄前儿童变成了中年大叔。
From a preschool child to a middle-aged uncle.
随着年龄的增长。
As people age,
在他的作品中，投入的精力的下滑是肉眼可见的。
The decline in his dedication is evident.
从上一部的《新喜剧之王》开始
，Starting from the previous Comedy King,
他几乎已经不像从前那么精益求精了。
He has almost lost his meticulousness.
有时做不到80分。
Sometimes it's impossible to get 80 points.
做到60分。
Achieve a score of 60.
似乎他也能欣然接受。
It seems that he can also accept it willingly.
其实呢，所有的艺术家和电影导演都会出现这样的变化。
Actually, all artists and film directors will experience such changes.
例如雷德利·斯科特晚年的作品质量就越来越不稳定。
For example, the quality of Ridley Scott's later works became increasingly unstable.
批评一个成了名的老登
Criticize a well-known old lamp.
其实很容易
It's actually very easy.
但如果我们换一个更高的维度来看待周星驰的电影，也许就不会那么苛刻了。
But if we look at Stephen Chow's movies from a higher dimension, perhaps we won't be so harsh.
周星驰是在香港电影黄金时代成长起来的。
Stephen Chow grew up in Hong Kong during the golden age of Hong Kong cinema.
电影人，到了今天
，Today the filmmakers have arrived.
还能稳定产出令人期待的作品
，can still produce impressive works consistently，
并且依旧具有港片癫狂气质的香港导演。
And still, a Hong Kong director with a crazy style.
还有谁呢
？Who else?
从这个角度出发
，From this perspective,
你就会发现
，You will find that
其实不是周星驰退步了。
Actually, it's not that Stephen Chow retreated.
而是香港电影衰落了。
Instead, Hong Kong cinema declined.
而周星驰是香港电影黄金时代最后一颗没有熄灭的火苗。
And choosing Chow is the last amber of Hong Kong's golden age.
他虽然没有全盛时期那般耀眼夺目
，although he didn't shine as brightly as he did in his prime，
但在今天一片荒芜的电影市场里
，in today's desolate film market，
依然是那么珍贵
，still precious，
那么独特。
So unique.